Hallelujah.
We're going to wait on Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
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 Well, in the excellence of your mighty name, we do come. In that excellent name, we find our Yeshua, HaMashiach, the Messiah, the anointed one of Yah, that stands in the gate for Israel. We pray that you will bear us up, give us all strength tonight, touch everybody and all the brothers and sisters here. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, and those that are listening, and those that ask for prayer, Yah, that we constantly lift up before you. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. We trust you for the Teshua. In Yeshua's name we do pray. Yisrael Kral, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, and simply wait on Yah. Yabrakia. You may be seated. For what a profoundness that is, simply to wait upon our Abba. And that is to be steadfast with assurance, without doubting the promises of Almighty Yahweh unto Israel. It is a sure sign of a great strength when we can wait. Do not become disillusioned. Began to question and doubt him, and began to refrain from the practices and actions that he commands us to walk in. So let us, as the people of Israel, keep our mind, our love constantly on the things that are above, on the things that are heavenly, and not on the things that are sensual. Because the things that are natural, they will always seduce us and bring us under this illusion that we literally think that we have more than what it actually is. It is like fool's gold instead of the pure gold. We that are Israel, we need the pure gold. Because when fool's gold is tried, it doesn't bring forth anything. It has no substance. It has all the appearance, but the ingredients are not pure. So it cannot stand the test of the fire, the fiery trial, it cannot endure that. So we that are the seed of Yahweh, born and birthed by the lively hope, Yeshua, because we have the living word of Yah in us, Yeshua has come to make the Torah manifest the liveliness and the power of Torah that Yah has written in Israel, and in knowing that he governs us, our actions, our deeds, our thought process, we are very toda unto Yah, knowing that he is the one that governs us. He is the one that is the magistrate of our lives. He is the one that carry out the law for fashion whereby we ought to walk. He shows us that it is precious promise Yeshua HaMashiach. As I was reading somewhat today, and as I look at the conditions of many in the world, the situation, I look at the tremendous rains there in India, the flooding, the feces, the tremendous poverty throughout the entire continent of Africa. You look into Eastern Europe, into the old Soviet bloc, whereby poverty abounds greatly. And there is not even anything of promise at all. No bread, no livelihood. And we that are the seed of Israel, we have a livelihood. Because we desire that Yah would govern our lives. If he is not governing your life, then there is a power that is governing your life. And if that power is governing your life, then there is a certain fruit that you will bring forth. And it is not the praises of Almighty Yah. Not at all. I want to read a few scriptures before Deacon Horn comes. He's going to come and bring us an excellent truth tonight. I believe that. I know that Yah has put the strength and the wisdom of His truth in our young brother. But I want to read something to us. It's in the Apocrypha. I want you to hear this. And it resonates great profoundness of truth in it. It's in Sirach. And it says this in Sirach 10, verse 1. It tells us that a wise magistrate, and it is one what a magistrate is one that is entrusted to administer the law of the Torah, the direction that the people must walk in, and the path that they must take. We need the magistrate of Yah in our lives. We need His discipline, His statutes, His ordinance, because they refine us in the walk that we walk before Almighty Yah. If He tells us to turn left, then we turn left. If He tells us to keep straight ahead, then we keep straight ahead. It is valuable and important to have a magistrate, one that is very knowledgeable of the Torah, the law of Yah, one that has understanding, one that has the wisdom and the wherewithal to direct us into the steps that Yah has ordained for Israel. It is amazing that what this vile thing that we call Christendom, it has polluted the minds of the people. As I was thinking today and as I searched the scripture, I thought that here everything that Shaitan has established, you cannot even advance in this life unless you have a degree of learning. Well, how does one get a degree of learning unless they sit under the feet of those that have the authority of wisdom to teach them the discipline of that certain particular thing? Yet when it comes to Yah, we say, we don't need anyone to teach us. And yet in all of the facets of life, in all of the masteries of Shaitan, you must have one to teach you. You cannot walk out of here today and say, I am a physician. You cannot leave here today and go practice dentistry. You cannot leave here today and say, I am an executive. I have the business acumen to start a business. You cannot do that. And yet when it comes to Yah, the very novice of novice, the very juvenile of juveniles, will say, I don't need anyone to teach me the order of the disciplines of the Torah of Yah. What a dismal, abominable shame. And yet every practice of darkness, you must have those to teach you the mastery of whatever it is. You must. You cannot go out and become an electrician and say you're an electrician where you do not understand the very dynamics of what it takes to become an electrician. You cannot go out on the job and say to a master electrician that you do this and you do that. I will tell you what to do. He is the one that teaches. He is the one that shows you. He shows you the order of the law of what it takes to become an electrician. He shows you the very danger of not knowing what you're doing. And that is why we need those that are magistrates over the Torah of Yah, that they must teach us the principles and the disciplines of Yah. And what this vile thing called Christendom, it has destroyed that. And so you have everyone say, I'm a master of everything. You're the master of nothing. I need no one to teach me. How foolish that is. You cannot even go to a factory and get a job unless someone teaches you the protocol of that factory. Yet when it comes to Yah, we think that we don't need anyone to instruct us in the very dynamics of His truth. That is a foolish mindset. It is blatant stupidity. It is asinine. It is not of Yah. A wise magistrate will educate, he will teach his people. And the rule of that which is prescribed, the conduct that we should walk in, and the rule of an understanding man will be well ordered. And the rule of an understanding man, a man with wisdom, His rule or the way he walks will be well ordered before Almighty Yahweh. Like the magistrate of the people, the way the magistrate is, whatever the mindset of the magistrate, his discipline, and a magistrate is entrusted with the administration of the Torah, of the law of Yah. So like the magistrate of the people, whatever he is, his condition, the way he walks, so are the officials. And when we have officials, we have deacons and those that will administer the very official power or the authority of Torah. And so if the magistrate does not minister that, neither will the officials. And that is what Yahshua came to do, to minister unto us, those that he called to be his magistrates, the power of Torah. And those that establish in the bayit of Yah, the assembly, the deacons and those that are laborers, and those that, that the office of administration, then they must carry out the very discipline of the Torah, the order of Almighty Yah. So as the magistrate is, so are the officials. If he's shiftless and wicked, cunning, so the officials will be that way too. If he's a deceiver and a liar, if he's a man that is consumed with greed and lust, so will the officials. That is a profound truth. And like the ruler of the city, of the house, so are all its inhabitants. So if I am a vile, crooked man, so are you. That is why they say to this generation, find the whorehouse of your choice. You find a place whereby it is agreeable with you. You find things that you can associate with that are palatable for you, that are easily to be digested, and that is the place where you abide. Not so. We need magistrates today. Men that will uphold the standards of Yah. Men that will stand officials. Those that guard the Torah of Yah, and to make sure that the stipulations of the Torah are carried out in the beauty of Yahshua HaMashiach. That's what we need. He tells us an undisciplined king, one that has no discipline, a man that is a ruler, a ravot that rules his home, an undisciplined one. Well, what is an undisciplined man? One that is not walking in the disciplines of the Torah, the statutes of Yah. One that walks in his own imagination, his own thoughts, his own corrupt desire. An undisciplined king will bring ruin unto his people. He will cause them to be brought to ruins. So when a man is undisciplined, he brings ruins in his house. He brings a demise and destruction. When there is no discipline, he will cause his children, his wife, to become demise. There will be a demise that encroaches upon his home and will destroy it. That's why we need men today. Their love is disciplined by the imat, the truth of Yah. They cannot be disciplined by their covetous and their corrupt ways and their wickedness. They must be disciplined by the instructions of Almighty Yah. They must have the Torah of the magistrate of Yah in them, and that is simply they are entrusted to uphold the Torah, the truth of Yah. You don't find that today. You find shysters and liars, deceivers, cutthroats and corrupt men and women. That's who they are. So an undisciplined man, an undisciplined king will bring ruins. He will ruin his people. He will bring destruction. But a city will grow through the understanding. A place will grow through the understanding of its rulers. So when you have men that rule with understanding, with wisdom, then you will see the growth of those that are in that city. Are we not a city that sit upon a hill, that our light ought not to be hid, but it shines with the radiance and the testimony of Yahshua HaMashiach? That is what we are. And so when a man rules in the disciplines of Yah, you will see a strength unto the city. When he's an undisciplined man, you will see that in the city. You will see a trashy place. If he's trash in his spirit, then you will see a trashy place. If he's a trashy man, his home will be trashy. If he's a trashy man, his hygiene is trashy. And I say that in the natural sense, that we may understand the legitimacy of the spiritual identity of a man like that. It has to be that way. If there's one that can speak of great details of that, it was Solomon. He says unto us, he says that the king's heart is in the hand of Yahweh. And I believe that, brothers and sisters. As the rivers of water, he turns, so he turns or change, or whatever he wants to do with the king's heart, he does so. So he is doing to Mr. Bush this vile, corrupt thing in this nation. He is doing that with Mr. Omar there in the latter Palestine that they call Israel. He is doing that to Mr. Tony Blair, these wicked, vile men that are corrupt and evil. Mr. Bush is a nincompoop. He's an ignorant fool. He's a sottish, stupid man. He's a jackass of a man. He's not a wise, arrogant, beastly bastard. His birth is not of Yah. He's a dog birthed from hell. I don't take one word back either. Hallelujah. The government of the earth is in the hands of Yah. I believe that. Now that's in Sirach 10:4. The government of the earth is in the hands of Yah. And I just quoted that in Mishlei, what Proverbs says, in Mishlei 21, what Solomon says. Yah turns the king's heart. So the government of the earth is in the hands of Yahweh. And over it he will raise up the right man for the time. He will raise up the right man. Yah will raise up the right man for the time. Whether he is an evil man, a sadistic man, or whether he is a man that will cause Israel to rise to the occasion. And if a man is not under that government of Yah, he is identified in this. I want to read this before Deacon Horn comes. In 2 Kephah, Peter 2:10, he says, those, chiefly them, that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, and they despise the government of Yah. They despise government. They are presumptuous. They are self-willed. And they are not afraid to speak against the things of Yah. This is a generation that is foul, sadistic, and evil. It is not afraid. It has no fear. It has lost the fear of Yah. They don't hate their evil. They don't hate their froward mouths. They don't hate their pride. They don't hate that today. They love it. May Yah strengthen you all. Come on, Deacon Horn. I certainly appreciate Yah for giving him words for us tonight. Appreciate this young man that Yah has blessed to be with us. I appreciate him as much as he appreciates me. I really mean that, brothers and sisters. He is a gem unto us, and I bless Yah for that. I really do. To have a man, a brother, faithful, committed unto Yah, that I'd rather have that. I said, I believe to Deacon Benny is someone I'd rather have. Yes, Deacon Benny yesterday. I said, Deacon Benny, I'd rather have one son that loves Yah, that had no knowledge, had no education at all, than to have 10 that were PhDs and masters. I'd rather have a son that is illiterate, but yet he understands the purity of the Torah of Yah. I'd rather have that than all. May Yah barak you all. Deacon Horn.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. You know, we are an ignorant and an unlearned generation. We don't realize that it takes a good follower to be a leader. But yet we think we can lead ourselves. We're ready to give instruction to everyone else. But yet when it comes to having to follow and be a follower, we can't do that. Because we don't know how to submit one to another. And more so, we don't know how to submit unto Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. You must be able to follow. Like Yahshua HaMashiach. He had to follow. He had to be led. Wasn't he led into the wilderness to be tried? He had to follow the Ruah. Without that, he could not follow. He could not be led. So just in this generation, we need the Ruah of Abba Yahweh, and we need men that will instruct, men that will teach, and men that will guide us in the way that we should go. Hallelujah. There is no way, if I didn't know how to get to Charlotte, and Brother Dale Rainey knew how to get to Charlotte, I'm supposed to be following him. Why would I detour thinking I could find a shorter path? How would that work? That would just take me farther out of the way. I don't know why I'm going anyway. Where is Charlotte? I mean, it's terrible that we have that kind of mindset today, saints. And we do. Hallelujah. We don't want to let go. Just in the scripture, when Yahshua, when he started to pick out his disciples, there were those that were doing their own thing, busy at work, and yet he came to them and said, follow me. If Yahshua was standing here today and he asked you to follow me, what would you do? What kind of thoughts would come into your mind? What hinders you today, saints? And I exalt you, whatever comes into your mind now, you better deal with it, because he's coming soon. You can't let anything tie you down. Hallelujah. To this world. Not your family, not your children, not your husband, not your wife. It's going to take a pure commitment in this hour. And Yahweh is not going to receive anything less. Because he didn't receive anything less of his son, Yahshua HaMashiach. And he set the path and he set the course for us today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. If you would, I want to start in Matithiah Matthews, chapter 4, verse 17. Hallelujah. Even in all our rebellion, saints, Yahweh still bids us to come. Well, what is come? Well, the essence I want to deal with tonight is basically follow. We need to be followers. And first of all, for you to be a follower, you have to let go. You have to let down anything that exalts itself above Abba Yahweh. There's no other way in this walk that you can be successful in this walk with Yahshua HaMashiach. And it says here, chapter 4, verse 17, it says, from that time, Yahshua began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of the Shemayims is at hand. And Yahshua, going on to the next verse, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren. Simon called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. What are you doing right now? What are you casting into this sea, into this world, into this realm that we are in right now? What are you laboring for? What are you trying to drag in? What are you doing to support what is so-called this humanity of life? Anything done outside of Torah is in vain. Anything that you place before Yahweh that perish in this lifetime is in vain. Our hope should be set upon things, higher things, things above in the Shemayim, where it cannot rust, where thieves cannot break in and steal. That should be what we're pressing for. And look here. And he saith unto them, follow me. Follow me. And I will make you fishers of men. So Yahshua said, follow me. In other words, he was saying, you start what you're doing right now. Because that's not important. I have something greater for you to do. Don't you know that the greater responsibility, saints, for us in this time? For Yahshua said that we are going to do the same works which he did, but yet greater works. There's a responsibility for each and every one of us here tonight. And right now, we're not even reaching the threshold, the thresh line. Why? Because we have not learned to be followers. When you wake up in the morning, Yahweh bids you to come. Come and follow my precepts, my Torah, my mitzvot. I have a path laid out for you already today for you to follow. Come. Come. He bids you to come. Right now, he bids you to come. You lay down those things in your heart that you think are dear. The only thing that's dear that should matter to you is Yahweh and Yahshua. What you would have me to do, Abba. What steps should I walk in today, Yahshua HaMashiach? For you set the path for me, the way that I should go. Show me. We don't want to be shown in this generation. We know it all. Oh, yes, we do. And if you don't know it, you don't want no one to think you're ignorant, so yeah, I know. Oh, you can't show me, I know. Well, you're not putting that, I know what I'm doing. No, you don't. That was the purpose of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. And I thank Yahweh for Yahshua HaMashiach, because he paved the way for us to come into the presence again of Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. I bless him for that. Hallelujah. I want to be a follower, saints. There's no way you can be a leader, Brother Dale. There's no way you can lead, Brother Joseph, Brother Patrick, Deacon Benny, Pastor. There's no way anyone can lead unless you're able to follow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. I have many scriptures on just follow, but I'm just going to deal with a few tonight, saints. However you lead me, Yahweh, I will follow. Haven't we sung that? Where you lead me, I will follow. Where you lead me, I will follow. It's more like now, where I want to go, Yahweh, that's the path I will take. Hallelujah. The next verse. And they straightway, I would think that was pretty quick. And they straightway left their nets and follow him. What kind of drawing was there in the midst for them? I mean, for what it's saying, they straightway. It seemed like to me they just dropped off right there and just followed. That's what it seems to me. That's what it said. Straight away. There was no hesitation. Why is there so much hesitation, saints? Why is there? Why is there so much hesitation to come into the bayit of Abba Yahweh? David was glad to enter in. He was glad to come into the bayit of Abba Yahweh. Why? I believe he come to hear. That's why. To be led. To be a follower. Hallelujah. There should be the same thing here, saints. Hallelujah. There should be a preparation and a readiness when we come into the bayit of Abba Yahweh, that we may come with the mind to hear. Scripture says, to those that have ear, let them hear. It's not for no one else, only to those that have ear. And those ones that have the ear will be the ones that are willing to follow. Remember the message that I brought forth on willing? If you just be willing and obedient, you will eat the tub of the land. Hallelujah. Not only this physical land, but there's a land that is waiting. That you can feast now in the Ruach. The things of the tub. Hallelujah. We know that every tub and perfect gift coming from our Abba, which is in the Shemayans. And all he asks of you tonight is to come and follow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going from hence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother. And a ship was Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them. But you know, Yahweh is calling. Come. Right now, he's calling.
Yes. Yes.
You see, even in the parable of the wedding feast, where there was invitations, I believe even before that time frame, even right then, I believe that it was already told to those who was to come to the marriage. I don't believe that he just sent the servants out right then to get those that was already or already should have known the time of the wedding feast. I believe those servants went out to support, to help, and to actually, you know, just show them, you know, the way to the wedding feast, to be, if I could say, what's the word, just a guide or a host. You understand? I mean, it wasn't just a 1 minute thing. Okay, go out, and then there was those that was already chosen to come. It wasn't like that, saint. But yet he still sent his servants out in the parable. See, and you know what happened? They mocked them, they beat them, sent them back, and the king was wroth and sent out to destroy those. And then he went out and to whomever would come. You understand how that parable went? And I want to use that for example as I go on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It even called the worst ones, the bad ones, to come. And all they had to do was just put on the wedding garment, a simple thing, the first step. That's all they had to do. A simple instruction as they came in, put on the wedding garment. Where's your wedding garment tonight? Where's your wedding garment tonight, sir? Hallelujah. Don't be found without it, or you will be cast out into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hallelujah. And it continues in verse 22. And they immediately left the ship. Look at that again. Immediately left the ship. But not only did they leave the ship, they left the avat too.
Yes.
Without hesitation.
Come on, son.
See, there's a problem where you have to choose between your children and Yahweh. There's a problem where you have to choose between your wife or your husband and Yahweh. These material things, houses, home, and land. If there's a hesitation when Yahweh calls you to come. Hallelujah. There's something wrong, saints. You should never put anything before Abba Yahweh. He's first and foremost above all things. As a matter of fact, many things that we really put our minds to and think on is really nothing. It's immaterial. You're wasting your time and Yahweh's time. Hallelujah. So set your affections above, on things that are above. Not on your daughters. Not on your sons. Hallelujah. Because even in this house, they were brought up in this way. And yet still they denied the Abba. Why would you still reach out to them when they deny your Abba, the one that made you, and the one that sent Yahshua as your salvation? Why? Hallelujah. He's bidding you tonight to come, saints, and follow. When you wake up in the morning, it's the same process. You must obey the Torah. You must follow. You must, saints. There's no other way. Without any hesitation. Just as these brothers, without any hesitation, they came. And they followed. Hallelujah. And Yahshua went about Galilee, verse 23, teaching in their synagogues and preaching this message of the kingdom and healing all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people and were taken with divers diseases and torments. And those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had palsy, and he healed them. And what you're going to find, saints, that there are those that are just in for it, for the loaves and the fishes. They don't want what Yahshua has to provide as concerning this message of the kingdom. They were there to be fed, to be healed, and yet when they receive all these things, they turn and no longer walk with Messiah. And as I go on, you will see that when he gathered, when those multitudes followed him, that there became a time where he began to teach them certain things. Things which they would be blessed by if they did. Hallelujah. Let me move on. Verse 25. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan. Hallelujah. See, you see the great multitudes that are following now?
Sure.
And see, the reason why they're following is because just of the signs and the healings and the feeding. Mm-hmm. Well, what is your motive tonight?
Oh, my.
Are you just here just as a hitchhiker? You just taking a ride? You just dropped off? Is that how it is? Or is there a sincere motive to please Abba Yahweh? From the youngest to the oldest, from the least to the greatest, there must be a desire. Yahshua HaMashiach, his purpose and his desire was only to do the will of his Abba, to follow the Ruah of his Abba. That was his only desire, his only prayer. What is yours tonight? Just because you have a place here and water's provided and electricity is provided? Are you here to add to this work, to be a benefit to the conditions of Abba Yahweh? You know, I look back at all the ones that had left because, you know, these are ones that, as a young man, that I grew up to know and been around. And yet, we see how Yahweh, he adds unto the assembly and he purges the assembly. There are those that are chosen.
Yes, they are.
And there are those that are not. Just to show his sovereignty. And I bless Abba Yahweh that I'm still here today. I thank him that there's somewhat a desire to want to please him. I have no other aspirations. I have no other desires. I believe this is where Yahweh wants me to be, and this is where I'm going to stay. And so be Yahweh's will, this is where I'm going to die. See, those that are left, they pursue other things, saints. They thought getting out there and doing what they want to do instead of being led by the Ruah.
That's right.
And having examples here, men that love Yahweh. And it's been examples to us and strong men throughout the years, but yet they still want to throw away their lives. They rather have the things of the world than what Yahweh has provided for them. Great riches. We don't know, saints, what Yahweh has in store for us. I mean, we read it in the Torah and in the scripture, but do you really grasp what he has in store for those that desire to press, that desire to follow? No matter what comes our way, saints, we haven't seen it, the bulk of what's coming yet. Even as Yahshua HaMashiach, his last days, his trials. He endured the mockings. He endured the beatings. He endured those things. Those that say that they love him forsake him.
Yeah.
But yet he still endured because he understood that there was a purpose. And there's a purpose, saints, for each of us here tonight. If you would just follow. Yahweh bids you tonight to come. Hallelujah. Come, all ye that are weary. You that are heavy laden. He said it, and I will give you rest. But first you got to come. You can't just stand there straddling the fence, wondering where to go from here. Don't worry about that because Yahweh is going to take care of all your needs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He provides for the sparrows. He feeds them. They don't lack. And we're not going to lack either, saints. Yahweh is going to provide everything that we need to accomplish this purpose. That which he has started in you, he's going to finish it. Hallelujah. For his purpose. Hallelujah. If you just obey and follow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. If you will turn to Matthew's chapter 5. I want to start at verse 1. Hallelujah. Thank you. And it says, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples, disciplined ones, came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in Ruah, for theirs is the kingdom of Shemayah. See, what Yahshua had here were multitudes of people. Those that had followed him because of signs, because of wonders, healing, being fed. See, but now, see, Yahshua is interjecting something else here. He's interjecting Torah. He's interjecting the word of Abba Yahweh to this people.
Yes,
yes. If you will read, I only have a few verses in this chapter. Let's go to verse 4. Another one. Blessed are they that mourn. Isn't that something?
Yes, it is. Sure.
Blessed are they that mourn, for they should be comforted. Mourning.
Yes.
That's something that, the Bible of Abba Yahweh is missing. Mourning.
Sure.
Crying. Deep travailing.
Yes. Sure.
See, what Yahshua was saying here, okay, you're going to follow me. These are the things, some of the things which you're going to have to do.
Sure.
And in these things you will be blessed.
Sure.
See, the multitude was looking for blessings in another area.
Oh,
see, they didn't realize or understand that, hey, I'm going to have to be a mourner.
Come on.
And then I'll be comforted.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I just be healed now and just be comforted?
Come on, son. That's all right.
See, and if you were to read this entire chapter, you would see blessing after blessing. But yet, even in the blessing, see, there was an instruction.
Sure was.
There was a criteria that has to be met to inquire of the blessing.
Yes, yes.
See, this walk of Yahweh, he said his yoke is easy, and his burden is light. But yet he didn't say you wouldn't have any yokes and there wouldn't be any burdens.
That's all right.
That's not what he was saying. See, you in this walk, that's one of the things that, you know, actually you should look forward to. To the persecutions.
Yeah.
To the mockings.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. Because then you fulfill the scripture.
Sure, sure.
Hallelujah. This rapture before tribulation thing. I mean, those of you that listen that believe that, you're totally wrong.
Sure.
You're going to have to go through some things in this life.
Yeah.
Yahweh has designed these bodies to feel afflictions. He designed these bodies to feel hurts and pains. That we will not trust in this vessel, but that we will trust in him. That he will provide, that he would heal, and that he will bring the comfort. Hallelujah. But first you're going to have to endure some things. Hallelujah. See, some of these that were following, they was ready just to, you know, I got a broke foot, a withered foot. If I get to Yahshua and he healed me, I can go back and party. I can go back and continue sin. So look, do you understand what he's doing right here? Verse 6. Blessed, again, are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. After righteousness. There were those in the multitude that were hungry. But were they hungry and thirsting after righteousness? Verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Yes, yes, sir.
The merciful. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd be surprised what you get in a multitude of people. You can imagine. Just think on what you've done, yes, things you said, what you thought in your mind.
Yes.
Have you been merciful? Have you been forgiven?
Yes.
Forgiven and understanding? Bless all the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. See, and I can see some of these people now as they was hearing this. Oh, this isn't what I was expecting. This ain't why I've journeyed from my home to get. See, you understand, Yahshua, he was teaching the multitude, those that followed him because of the signs and the wonders and the healing. See, and what you even find is a departure where, you know, I believe someone was getting up and leaving, heading back to where they was going even then. So you'd be surprised when the word of Abba Yahweh start going forth. If the Ru'ahs aren't right, if the Levs aren't right, there's a separation, there's a divide right there and then. But only those that have the ear to hear and those that are willing to follow will obey. Let's move on. There's just a few more here. So you can read the entire chapter. It's full of the blessings. Hallelujah. But you must obey. There's a process you must obey before you obtain the blessing. Hallelujah. Blessed are the pure and left. Oh, that casted out a whole bunch right there. The pure in heart. Pure motives. Pure intent. Hallelujah. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they should be called the children of Yahweh. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness. See there? Persecutions. You're blessed for righteousness. For theirs is the kingdom of the Shemayim. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Again, he's talking to the multitude. He's teaching to the multitude. Verse 12. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, happy, for great is your reward in the Shemayim. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? I mean, there are those that think they're going to escape persecution, but it's not so. We're blessed when we're persecuted. We're blessed with all manner of evil and we're falsely accused. It says right here that we are blessed. Hallelujah. Well, are you willing to go through the persecution? Are you ready to follow in the footsteps of Yahshua HaMashiach? Are you willing? Are you ready to obey? Yahweh's bidding you to come. Come and follow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a verse in chapter 11, verse 28 of Matthew's. And I'm going to go ahead and read it. It's just one verse out of that chapter. He said, come unto me. Come.
Yes, he said that.
Follow.
Yeah.
I'm showing you the way.
Yeah.
All you
yes.
that labor
mm-hmm.
and are heavy laden.
Yes. I will come here.
And I will give you rest.
Yes.
What kind of rest is this that Yahshua has to offer? It's not the kind of rest you get after a hard day's work. It's not the kind of rest you get after partying or what have you, that kind of rest. It's not hours and minutes, if you understand. It's not you in the bed comfortable with all the amenities. But this is the rest that Yahshua had to offer. Peace of mind, shalom of mind, and ruach. That's what he has to offer, saints. Hallelujah. But you must first come. We're not a people that are willing to come, saints. We resist. We fight. Yes, we do. It says in Isaiah what kind of people we are. Hallelujah. A rebellious house. A hard-hearted people. Hallelujah. But all you have to do is just come, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to Matthew's Matitia, chapter 16 and verse. Let me start at verse 21 in chapter 16. It says some of the phrases you're going to find are familiar from where I have already started reading. Okay? Just keep your mind attentive to follow and obey and come. From that time forth began Yahshua to show unto his disciplined ones how they must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders, of the chief, of the priests and scribes, and to be killed and to be raised again in the third day. And Kephas, Peter, took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from you, Yahshua, O Master. This shall not be unto you. But he turned and said unto Kephas, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, and thou savorest not the things that be of Yahweh, but those that be of men. Verse 24. Then said Yahshua unto his disciplined ones, if any man will come after me, let him first of all deny himself. Hallelujah. You must deny yourself, saints. If you're willing to follow, if any man come and follow, you must first of all deny yourself. Hallelujah. And take up his stake. There's a stake for each and every one of us, saints. Hallelujah. A stake of affliction. A stake of trials. A stake of tribulations. Hallelujah. Why do we think that we're going to receive anything less than what Yahshua had to go through? Why do we think in this generation, in this time, we're just going to prance into the kingdom of the Shemayans? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Hallelujah. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is it? What is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world, the old lamb, and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give for exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in power or in the might of his Abba with the Melechims, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in the Shemayim. Hallelujah. We must follow, saints. So here Yahshua is laying the path right here of the way that we must go, saints. And this way is the way of Torah. This way is the way of life. Hallelujah. This way that Yahshua walked is the only way that we are to make it to the kingdom of Yahweh and to the Shemayans. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Abba. And if you will turn with me to chapter 19 of Matitia. Start at verse 16. And it says, and behold, One came and said unto him, good teacher, what tough thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? All right. And he said unto him, why callest you me good? There is none good, there's none tough, but one, and that is Yahweh, the Abba. But if you will enter into life, keep the commandments. Hallelujah. We must follow. That's part of keeping. It's follow. Following the commandments of Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. Have we fallen short in that, saints? The commandments? The mitzvah of Abba Yahweh? Help me, Abba. Help me, Abba. But yeah, Abba Yahweh, I want to follow. Just show me the way. Hallelujah. And he has showed us the way, saints, through Yahshua HaMashiach. And look at this. And I believe he said this with a little air. He says unto him, which, Yahshua said, thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. And I can see the man now thinking in his mind, well, I haven't done those things. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor your ava and your ima. And thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. And listen to this young man. The young man saith unto him, all these things I have kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? What else? What else is there? I've done all these things. I've followed the Torah this far. I haven't discounted my mother and my father, or slandered my neighbor, or killed anyone. Well, let's read on. Yahshua said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell all that you have, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in the Shemayim. That don't sound bad, do it? But it sounds bad to the one that is greedy, to the one that put their trust in these riches and money and in things. That's a tough thing. A real tough thing. Hallelujah. And it'd be hard for a person because that person is full of iniquity. Let there not be iniquity found tonight, saints, in your lives. Don't let these things that are in this earth, that are on this earth, prevent you to press in towards the mark of the high calling of Yahshua HaMashiach. And listen here. And come. Come follow me. Deny all these things. Cast away your nets. Leave your possessions, your father, your home. Those things you deem that are precious to you. And come and follow me. I believe, like they say, that broke the camel's back right there. Because he had to leave all these things. And you're going to have to leave all these things, saints. And follow him. Follow Yahshua HaMashiach. Let's read on. Hallelujah. But when the young man heard that saying, he went. Wait a minute. You mean he turned around? And he went away sorrowful. See, because he couldn't follow. He couldn't lay down those things. It was a hard thing. Oh, he thought about his riches and all the things he's going to obtain when his father passed. And the women he may have seen. He's not married yet. And money's, increasing in the banks and stocks and things. But yet, see, he turned. And he went away because he wouldn't follow. See, saints, you're going to have to deny many things. You're going to have to give up many things. And right now, at this point, we haven't denied and given up enough for Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. He demands all. He won't receive nothing less. He demands all your love, all your mind, all of your heart. That's what he demands tonight, saints. Are you willing to lay those things down? Are you willing to come? He bids you to come and follow. This is what it's going to take, saints. If you're not willing to press, if you're not really to turn your back from the things in the world to follow Abba Yahweh, then you're just wasting your time. You're just wasting your time. That's all you're doing. So you might as well just pack up and like he did, just turn and don't walk anymore. Don't waste your time. Go on out into the world. Yahweh only wants those in the bayit of Abba Yahweh that are willing to follow. When he bids come, they come immediately. Without hesitation. Without back thoughts or regrets. I have no regrets, saints. I'm not envious of what I see in this world. Not one bit. Young men with cars, that don't impress me. I know what they made out of. All of them give you trouble. You gotta have to work on every last one of them. You gotta replace this and fix that. Every last one of them. I don't care how advanced the technology, it still fails. I mean, I've worked on a few vehicles, not a lot of vehicles, but enough. I mean, that doesn't impress me. I mean, riding around in Mustangs, 5.0s, Corvettes. I mean, I'm impartial between Ford and Corvette, but I mean, what is that going to profit if I deny what Yahshua has done for me to obtain that? I mean, women, what is that going to profit? Women to you, men, what is that going to profit you? What is things, clothing, what is that going to do for you? Because all that you see in this realm, it's going to perish. It's going to be all consumed. So if I was you tonight, I think I would follow. And I think I would lay up my treasures and my hopes and things that are above. The things that are in the Shemaya. Hallelujah. Let me go on. Hallelujah. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful. Why was he sorrowful? Why did he just... forget you. I'm going to this. Why was he sorrowful? Think about that. Why was he sorrowful? Why didn't it say he was happy? See, because there was a tug in his inner man. See, there was a tug between the things of the world and then the will of Yahweh. You see, and then right there he had to make a decision. And he knew he made the wrong choice. But yet, see, those things that he put before Abba Yahweh, those things held him down. Don't tell me possessions won't hold you down, saints. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Like the scriptures say about a rich man, it's easy for a camel to enter into an eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to give up his possessions. Isn't that something? And that's where the toil and this young man's love happened. See, and yet he was sorrowful. He knew he messed up. He knew he made a mistake. Yes, he did, saints. He went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Yahshua unto his disciplined ones, his disciples, verily, I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of the Shemayans. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed. Wow, saying, who then can be saved? Who then can be saved, saints? Only those that don't place their hearts and their trust upon wealth. Those that are willing to give up all those things, wealth, family, homes, and follow Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. Okay, here I am. 34:32. Okay. And he spake that saying openly, and Caiaphas took him and began to rebuke him. Verse 33. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples and rebuked Peter, saying, get thee behind me, Satan, Thou servest not the things that be of Yahweh, but the things that be of man. And when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto him, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his stake and follow me. For whoso will save his life, I have read this already, I'm going to read it again. It's a reminder, say, we have to hear things over and over again. That's all right. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the good news, the same shall save it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. Hallelujah. Why try to prolong your life in this world? And I'm not saying, you know, that we can't be helpful. Because the Torah of Abba Yahweh teaches us what to do. To labor by the sweat of our brow. Exercise. That's important. It teaches us how to eat. It teaches us how to even prepare our food. All that is in the Torah. I'm not saying that. But out of Yahweh, you're trying to preserve your life by putting your trust in physicians and in man. See, when you do that, and you don't put your trust, your faith in Abba Yahweh. See, that's what it's saying in this scripture. You're trying to save your life in that aspect, you're going to lose it. But if you give it all to him, you will find it. Because life is in Yahshua HaMashiach. That's the only life. In his Torah. For he, it was the word made flesh. So in him we find our life sense. So every word, hallelujah, that is spoken from the mouth of Abba Yahweh through Yahshua HaMashiach, we should live by every word. Not by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Abba Yahweh. And then not only when you hear the word, just don't be a hearer only, but be a doer. What do you mean by being a doer? Well, be a follower. Obey. See, that's what we have problems with the men of Yahweh, as they teach, as they proclaim, as they instruct, as they rebuke with all long suffering and all doctrine. Do we find ourselves, if we resort to our flesh, we find ourselves kicking, not willing to follow. Hallelujah. That's not going to benefit you. There's only one thing that will benefit us, saints, and that is to come. Yahweh bids us to come. He put a lot in Yahshua HaMashiach, his only son, to be the redemption for man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. I just got a few more verses, saints. Hallelujah. I pray that this word is scripture truth on tonight. Just be an inspiration to your soul, saints. Just to press on. Just to press on. We're not fighting a losing battle. Hallelujah. Why? Because we're following Yahshua. Hallelujah. You're going to lose following this old flesh. You're going to lose because the flesh is enmity against the Ruah of Abba Yahweh. So we must follow the Ruah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. Matthew chapter 8. Hallelujah. Verse 16. I'm going to read 16 through 23 as I come to a close. And then I have a letter to read from Brother Ricky and family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. See, Yahweh, he's made this thing so plain, saints, that even an ignorant person like me can understand. Hallelujah. If you find yourself, or you find the word of Abba Yahweh, when any of the brethren, the elders come and minister, you find it hard to understand. And it's just because, saints, that there's something lying in your left that's just not right. There's iniquity there. There's something deep. And what you're going to have to do is truly get on your knees before Abba Yahweh and seek him. Because you need to be filled with the Ruach.
Yes, yes.
I mean, the word that comes forth, babes can understand.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you're a child of the King.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You will understand.
Yes, sure.
Because you're here.
Yes.
And being a hearer, you can be a follower.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Chapter 8 of Matthew, verse 16. When the evening was come, and they brought him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out spirits with his word. Hallelujah. The powerful word of Yahweh. And healed all that was sick. Verse 17. That it might be fulfilled what was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Verse 18. Now when Yahshua saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. Okay. Verse 19. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee wheresoever you goest. Did he really know what he was asking? Did he really understand what he was saying? Was it just compulsion? Seeing these mighty, wonderful works and witnessing these things with his eyes? It's going to take more than sight, saints. It's going to take a discernment of the Ruach. Hallelujah. I will follow you wheresoever you goest. And Yahshua said unto him, the foxes have holes. And that's true. They have dens. And the birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Hallelujah. I don't believe he knew what he was asking for. Hallelujah. And another of his disciples said unto him, Rabbi, suffer me first to go and bury my avad. Look at that. He wanted to go back and bury his avad. But Yahshua said unto him, follow me, and let the dead bury the dead. I bet he took that hard. I mean, I'm going back to bury my avad. I mean, he raised me from childhood. That doesn't mean a thing. Not when it becomes between you and Yahshua. Hallelujah. No, it doesn't. And I'm not saying you should disrespect your avad. No, that's not what I'm saying. You should honor them. Because scripture says that your days will be prolonged. Hallelujah. But you don't put them in between you and Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. Verse 23, which is my last verse, saints. Hallelujah. And when he was entered into the ship, his disciples followed him. And like I said, if you would just take the time, saints, just to look, just follow or come. I mean, throughout the Torah, you see the love and the tub of Abba Yahweh throughout the entire scripture, saints. We're a beloved of Abba Yahweh. We're our beloved. That's why he sent Yahshua, because he said that you are my children. I'm going to nurture you. I'm going to show you the way. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send my son. Hallelujah. To show you the way. And all you have to do, saints, all you have to do is follow. Follow. Learn to follow. Well, Deacon Horn, how do I learn to follow? I'm not very good at that right now. I give you a very simple way to follow. Your elder, when you're instructed, you obey. You can start right there. You do what is commanded you. When pastor speaks a word of reproof and rebuke and exaltation, he's not going to leave you right there, but he's going to instruct you on how to go farther. Just obey. And you follow. Follow is a hard thing. It's a hard thing to do when you're iniquitous. So you must purge yourself by listening to the word of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. Bless you, Yahweh. I pray this word just be an inspiration. It's scripture truth. It's midday. Scripture truth, saints. I pray you're able to grasp something from the word. Because the word of Yahweh doesn't go forth and return to him void. It goes and it accomplishes that what it is sent to do. Hallelujah. Yahweh Barak, you saints.